Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, last month, when White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer outlined the administration's new executive orders on immigration, he said President Trump wanted to empower immigration agents to more fully do their jobs.
The president wanted to take the shackles off individuals in these agencies and say, you have a mission. There are laws that need to be followed. You should do your mission and follow the law.
Well, ICE agents, as they're known, have always had a certain amount of discretion. The question is how that discretion will play out now. Shannon Dooling from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
At a sports bar in Randolph, Massachusetts, the TV in the corner is tuned to Fox News, and there's a White House press briefing on. Sports dominate every other screen, and a steady stream of 90s pop hits plays in the background. This is where Albert Orlowski and I agreed to meet to talk about his career as an ICE agent.
Over 25 years of federal law enforcement, 21 in immigration, ICE.
Just the term ICE evokes emotion. Three letters emblazoned on the back of a dark jacket and nondescript white vans. They're images synonymous with fear for many people in the country illegally. ICE agents seek out so-called targets and often use the element of surprise. I ask Orlowski, what's it like to enter a home searching for someone you could play a role in deporting?
Well, you act professional. Of course, you try to be as humane as possible. I would try to avoid any situation where I knew there was a child in the house. I would wait. It's the last thing I wanted to do, traumatize a young kid.
Orlowski says he had 100% discretion as an agent, and his mentality was get in, get your target, and get out. But he says that's certainly not the case for every agent.
Usually one agent, one officer who's in charge of the operation. We basically do what he tells us to do. Like I say, when I was in charge, I made it perfectly clear. We go in and get what we came for and leave. Other people like to interview other candidates.
Orlowski tells a story of accompanying a younger agent. Once they were in the target's house, the younger agent wanted to interview other people in the room he suspected were in the country illegally. But Orlowski and his partner were outnumbered, and tempers were running high.
We stood in there too long, and the thing almost got out of hand. It got to the point where, like, we were surrounded. Now what do you do? That's why I learned my lesson. I only get burned once.
In the end, Orlowski says only the target subjects were apprehended. Listening to the 59-year-old retired Orlowski speak about his experiences as an ICE agent reveals some interesting dynamics. At times, he laughs, recalling stories about far-flung assignments. Other times, he answers a complicated legal question with a dry accuracy that only comes from working in the field for 20 years. At other points, he stares off, talking about young children clutching his leg, crying and begging him not to take their family. He stiffens a bit when speaking into the microphone, explaining how he believes ICE agents will respond to Trump's new priorities for deportation.
I think they'll be a lot more aggressive now due to the fact that there's more people in the pool to apprehend, more potential candidates out there.
Has their job changed at the most basic level?
No, still the same job. The only thing is right now they're actually enforcing the laws they were sworn to enforce instead of just not enforcing the laws.
Trump's executive orders on immigration have brought renewed focus on the role of ICE agents like Orlowski. Depending on how you read the guidance from Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, you could say that instead of broadening the priorities for deportation, the executive order essentially strips them away, making almost any non-citizen vulnerable for deportation. Former Boston Immigration Court Judge Eliza Klein says ICE agents have always had a certain amount of discretion in the field, and that doesn't necessarily change with these new priorities.
You have some ICE officers who are like, I want to enforce this the way it's written. And then you have others who are like, you know, man, I mean, I don't want to see these family members suffer. So there will be some individual determinations.
Sarah Sherman Stokes at Boston University's Immigrants' Rights Clinic says uneven enforcement from community to community and more aggressive ICE agents terrifies many immigrants.
Because there is a sort of unpredictability, or maybe better put, the only thing that's predictable is a heightened degree of aggressive enforcement, then the impact is fear.
Fear of going to the doctor, fear of going to school, and fear of going to work, she says. Asked about how the new guidelines affect an ICE agent's day-to-day duties, the Department of Homeland Security declined to comment, saying they would allow the president's executive orders to speak for themselves. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Dooling.